Welcome back to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe. We're getting straight into it, looking at the halves, centers, and wing fullbacks this podcast. Also answering some Q&A questions. Boys, let's start with the halves. Nathan Cleary, obviously the GOAT of NRL Fantasy. He's in 51.31% of teams, $1 million price tag. His counterpart, Nico Hines, is in 16% of teams and also at that $1 million price tag. Who are you boys starting with and why?
No Cleary, just in spite. He stole our girl, Mary Fowler.
Very special.
So, yeah. Nah, joking. I'm going Cleary and Hines because why not both? Like, imagine having two players just drop 100 first start of the round. Like, that's irresistible.
And yourself, Dor?
Yeah, look, it's hard not to go past both because, as you were just saying just before we started
it's a big investment.
It is. two mil of the cap.
Damn.
But Hines has got such a good draw. And look,
yeah,
as much as it pains me to say, I'm still in hurting after watching Cleary slither through the defense to win the grand final last year. And
my fondest memory of the 2023 season.
He's a must-have.
Well, touching on the draw, Dor, the Sharks have the Warriors, Bulldogs, Tigers, Raiders first four rounds and have the bye. Penrith have Storm, Eels, Broncos, Roosters, and then Manly. So Penrith definitely have the harder draw there.
Does it matter though?
Does it matter?
I don't think it matters for Cleary. He dominates against everyone. Like having Cleary and Hines is like that meme we posted of Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, just a
dynamic duo.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, I'd go Cleary because he's the gut.
Yeah. If I had to choose one, I'd definitely.
Dor's looking
go
like
Cleary.
Nico Hines, actually.
Thanks, mate.
Silky.
I have to go Cleary. But obviously, I think the reason just quickly on to touch on why both could be a valid option is because there's a lot of actual, like, real good options at wing fullback. Like we just touched on, we'll probably touch on soon, Pappenhausen.
There's a lot of cheap options going around, and you don't
they
really
be good or not.
Yeah,
whether the question
whether they're going to be sustainable for the whole year or not, we don't know yet. Obviously, but yeah. I think having both Hines and Cleary are a really good option. Also, another option here that's in 42% of teams is Weeks. Kyo Weeks obviously comes from Manly to the Raiders. Dor, you've got a bomb here. You're going to say he's a bust.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned with Weeks. It's looking...
Troubling.
I don't know. I'm just feeling like it's bust territory. Look, probably...
Can you be a bust if you're that cheap, though?
Yeah, can you?
Well, it's just like you're going to have to waste a trade, and every trade we say is probably worth around, you know, 150K.
Let's not be delusional here. You're probably going to get him, but he's going to be on your emergencies probably.
Exactly, yeah. My concern is just Ethan Strange is a 5'8". He's probably someone we're going to probably touch on in the centers because he's got that... I think he's actually only center in fantasy. But, yeah, look, I'm just worried that the Raiders start. I have a grim outlook on the Raiders this season. With no recognized or, you know, experienced half there to partner Fogarty.
The good thing about the Raiders, though, that is they don't have a bye till round 10. They versus Knights, Tigers, Warriors, Sharks, Eels, Titans, which is a fairly easy draw to start
the year. Yeah, not a bad
so
draw,
they
yeah.
Definitely win majority of those games. Another one, Mick, being a Dragons fan, 349K, Kyle Flanagan, nepotism, baby. Can we see him doing well in fantasy this year?
I think Flanagan's going to have a Roosters type season. He'll lead us to the victory land. I don't even know what to say about it, really. I think he's an all right option. He's that cheap.
He's going to play 80 minutes, which is a good option.
He'll
cheap.
Do a bit of kicking. Hunt. Like, if you think about Hunt playing next to Amone, I think Flanagan will probably get more usage than Amone would have.
Yeah.
Amone was only getting at a sort of fourth tackle. Attacking threat. I think Flanagan will probably touch it a bit more.
He's also more of a kicker than Amone and like Sullivan of previous options that the Dragons have had at the sixth spot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to...
He's not going to blow us away.
But. No, but I think that he could take on another player, Ben Hunt. I think he could take some of Ben Hunt's like kick meters. this season. Yeah. So,
and then going back to the Raiders boys, Kyle Flanagan, Jamal Fogarty, he's in 12.85% of teams. He's been sort of tipped to do quite well this year, steering the Raiders around. Are we high on him or not? Because in other pages, they're quite high on him.
Look, I've seen a lot of people very high on Jamal.
I like him.
I do like him, but I think people's reasoning is maybe a bit flawed. Like people are saying, you know, Whiten's left. We've actually seen Jamal play without Whiten a fair bit through injury and whatnot, and he's actually averaged less.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Look, it's a smaller sample size, obviously, but if he's playing next to Weeks, I think he will be dominant.
Yeah, well, I don't see Weeks doing much kicking as much as Whiten would have done. I think Fogarty, and then the other upside is that there's no Croker either. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Well, he's got the goal.
And kicking, so he's going to get the goal kicking as well. So that's a few point increase as well. Look, if I'm not starting with Cleary and Hines, I'm probably going Cleary and Fogarty.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah, I agree with that.
Let's quickly put, yeah, he averaged 43 last year without Jack Whiten. So.
Yeah.
Say less.
I don't think there's really anyone else to touch on other than...
Sean Johnson?
You want to touch on Sean Johnson?
Sean Johnson. Can he be as good as he was last year? That's the question.
I think so. I think there's no reason why he couldn't be.
He can be just as good. He can't be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to top what he put out last
year. We probably should talk about Ezra Mann. He's in a lot of teams.
Yeah. Well, look, I was quite high on Ezra Mann to start my proceedings of Fantasy 2024, and I've sort of gone off him purely because of the fact he's 450K. You'll have the stats there. He's 450K. I just can't fathom picking him up at that price.
Just quickly.
It's just an awkward price.
One of the great moments of my life, seeing that hat trick in person. It was seriously better than Lego. It was unbelievable.
We predicted this in 2014.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
He was great. But yeah, my concern is he's not really... There's better halves, I think, out there that we've just touched on. I think, like, obviously, you can go to the Weeks option if you want to.
I don't think Ezra Mann's a buy. Like, he's obviously a gun. He's a momentum player. So if the Broncos are smashing teams, he'll definitely score points, which I think they will this year.
Yeah.
But at 450K, there's more consistent options.
I'd say. I agree, Mick. Yeah.
Moving to the centers, boys, the dreaded center position. Ethan Strange tops the most selected with 32.43%. We did touch on him. He seems to be a buy if he can get that position in the centers. Another one here, Kale Iroh. He's in 31% of teams. Can we see him actually being in the team here, or is everyone just picking him up?
I think it's because of what happened to Talakai at the back end of last year. It looked like he fell out a bit of favor and went to the bench last year. I think that's why he's a very talented youngster, Iroh. But I just don't know it.
I don't know if
Talakai is on the bench round one and he's in the team, I'd be buying him because I think then they're going to use Talakai differently, potentially, like as a he's a big body, obviously, big Talakai.
Yeah.
Use him in the middle of the field or on, like, you know, in the edge spot.
Everyone will be getting Burbo in the centers.
Yeah, you'd be silly not to get Trbojevic in the centers at that price. And you'd be probably silly to not get Strange as well if he partners.
Yeah, I honestly think that from, you know, obviously I'm not as high as some on Weeks, but I think that obviously a player that we need to touch on is Seb Chris, who's obviously suspended. That's probably why Strange is getting the position to start the season, because you've obviously got big Matty Tomoko.
I'm telling you, Seb Chris is a buy. Once he comes back.
Sebriz. But no, I honestly, that's my concern, is that if Chris comes back and Weeks isn't performing, Strange can play six. So there's a potential that he could go to six. So I think out of the two options, over Weeks or Strange, I'm going with Strange.
Are we off Jesse Arthur's and Mariner's options?
I think so. I think it's the same reasoning as Ezra Mann. Like, they're going to go well when the Broncos are flying, and they're going to go awful when the Broncos aren't flying.
They're base stats.
I think there's a bit of bias. I think it's the same with Ezra Mann, even though I'm a Broncos fan. I think that they've obviously seen how both players performed and finished the season in that grand final. They were like Mam and Arthurs were two of the
Arthurs
best Broncos.
So good.
Broncos on the field. Arthurs has got good job security compared to Mariner. I think he's definitely getting one spot, and then the other spots between Oates and Mariner for the other wing spot, obviously. He's got great base, Arthurs, but I think I agree with you boys that he's obviously going to dominate, well, you know, obviously get those better scores when the Broncos are flying and beating those sides. Yeah.
Last one, just quickly, Jed Cartwright. What's the go with him?
Well, he's probably tipped to get the starting spot unless Dylan Lucas gets it, right?
Yeah, he's obviously rumored. He's not getting a center spot, obviously. But
so if Jed Cartwright gets the start, then he'll be in like 100% of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And we've always we touched on a bit of Zeri to start last, or the previous pod. I don't think we really need to go into more. If he's named round one, get him in. I think it's pretty simple, I think.
Yeah, and all the guns for the centers, you very rarely see teams, especially the teams that we've done for all-out teams.
We've never started
with centers that are guns, and it's worked for us.
I've started with one gun center, and it was James Roberts. He got injured in the first play of the season.
Yeah,
James Roberts, a gun fantasy center?
A few years ago.
I know he's got more speed than Buddy Oxford Street, but I don't know if he's a gun fantasy center.
He was
moves my other point, boys. The year that we actually won fantasy that couple of weeks.
Just
to remind everyone. We did a team where we basically invested all of our stock into the forwards, and we hardly had any good backs, wing fullbacks or centers. So we just did basement wing fullbacks the whole time. This year is a bit different because there's a few mid-range options that are unreal.
I'm the most excited I've ever been for fantasy this season. There are so many good options. I can't wait.
We touched on weeks. Ryan Pappenhausen, after last night, is an absolute must-have.
He's in the fullback spot. 495K,
so that's one of your spots at fullback. Another one which most people have and will have to remove, unfortunately, is Jaden Campbell. He was 459K, but he comes back in round five. He's definitely a downgrade option.
All I know is Blake Taft's in 12%, too many teams.
I was so high on Jaden Campbell. I was so keen to start the season with Campbell, Pappenhausen.
Chevy Stewart is in 21% of teams, and it brings back to that, like, the Raiders' depth is an issue. Like, they have Savage, they have Chris that could play fullback.
Can't decide who their fullback is.
I honestly think that Ricky Stewart hates Xavier Savage. Sorry, Ricky, if you're listening. No, because the kid has, again, like Howarth that we touched on last pod, was unbelievable at school in the GPS system, again at BBC, and just, he just hasn't had a chance. Like, he's, you know, obviously he had a couple of games where, honestly, it takes me back. He had one game, I think it was last year or the year before. It was absolutely pelting down with rain, like horrible conditions. He didn't have a great night, and he was dropped the next week. Like, he needs some of these young players. He honestly needs to move.
Then on the flip side of that, you got Tyrell Sloan, who gets picked for two seasons.
But I honestly think that Chevy Stewart, really good New South Wales Cup player. In the games that I saw him play last year, real promising prospect.
And was these...
Get him in, I'd say.
These guys have been in our teams for years on years, and they've, this year, have quite a small percent of ownership, and that's Tommy T and James Tedesco. James Tedesco's in 2% of teams. Where is he here?
6.56, yeah.
Is there any world where you can get one of those two in your starting teams this year?
You can get Teddy if you want.
I'm not...
as a pod would be kind of cool, but he's pretty old.
Look, if I'm going... let's just cut to the chase, should I say.
Trace.
I'm only going Ponga. If I'm getting a high or expensive fullback, going Ponga. Okay. I'm not getting anyone else. My Pingu Pongu is a seriously special player.
I kind of want Teddy.
757K
for Ponga. Teddy's 670. That haters revenge.
The problem is
revenge
Dor,
season.
The problem is Dor, if coaches want to go both Cleary and Hines, and then
yeah, there's not gonna be
they also want Harry Grant and Payne Haas in their team, and then want Tedesco.
Look, I want Grant, Haas, Hines, Cleary, Seb Chris.
The salary crash, the salary cap says no, sir.
I know, but yeah, look, wing fullback options. Notorious for us has been to go light on those options, get the cheapies in, stack up your forwards with all your money with the forwards. So
I'd be getting in, like you said, Cord. I wouldn't be obviously starting with Jaden Campbell, but obviously, like I was just saying before, you could go someone like Weeks. You've got Weeks there for potentially like a couple of weeks. Hopefully, he makes a bit of money, and then get you know, upgrade him to Campbell after like the first month.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'm very high on Jaden Campbell. Well, obviously, as I think we just should mention that Hasler's obviously moving Brimo to the centers this season. He's given Campbell full confidence and, you know, stability in that fullback jersey. And, oh, look, he's very exciting.
Touching on the staying with the wing fullbacks, boys, we'll move to the Q&A section of the podcast. Christian here says, best value for money trade from Jaden Campbell to another wing fullback. Who are we going there, boys? It's probably Pappenhausen, but I presume,
yeah, everyone's got Pappenhausen. Oh, that's a good question.
look, you're not going for a... You're not going for an RTS, that's for sure. It's a good question. It's definitely a valid one.
I'd love if Cooler was at fullback. But yeah, unfortunately, Turbo's there. He was so good last year to finish the season at fullback.
You almost have to...
I'd be going down to Chevy Stewart.
Yeah, Chevy Stewart, or you have to go up to Tedesco, 670K or whatever he was.
How's Brimson going to go? Is he going to start?
Actually, you know what? I've just thought of something. Yeah, what about his replacement, Keeney?
The problem with that door is that they play the first round and they have the bye, and then
that's true. Like he gets 3 weeks.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
It's a good question from Christian.
It's a great question.
In my humble opinion,
I don't mind Hammer.
In my professional opinion, I'd say go up to Tedesco 670K or go all the way down to Stewart. That's my only thoughts of advice there.
Yeah, I can't really.
Someone with earnings.
Someone with plenty of earnings.
There's really nothing.
While you boys think of that, Tyler, is Braden.
Is Cobo like
playing center?
Playing center. How do you reckon he'll go there?
It'll be good. We'll be able to touch on that next week in the pod, because he's playing there this weekend. The Broncos have really gone all out.
You never know. He could be an absolute gun at center.
He could be.
Fantasy wise.
I just worry about the hands.
Yeah. Tyler, Braden, a lot of different people said, what about Zeri? Well, we touched on Zeri. I think if he just gets that 17, or in the 13, should I say, he's a buy.
Quickly, with Bronson, I think it's basically like you said, if he starts in round one, you get him in. I honestly don't know. Obviously, Mick's not very high on Blake of the TAR variety. If the Dogs aren't going well, right, they signed Stephen Crichton. Stephen Crichton's on fullback money. I see Crichton going back to fullback, and then the centers will be Tracy and Bronson.
Is Crichton on the mill?
I don't know how much he's on, but look, you know, let's keep it on the it on the fantasy.
Jamie says, thoughts on starting with Trell, given Whiten will keep him honest.
Too high. I think he's just priced too much.
If you really want a gun back there, then he's a gun. But
it just comes back to one week,
and just wait. He'll inevitably go down a bit.
Yeah. Let's just say this, Mick. Ponga 757 or Trell at 747. I'm going Ponga every day of the week.
Fair enough, Tor.
Valid.
Austin says Sam Walker or Jamal Fogarty. Probably go Jamal Fogarty there.
Jamal Fogarty for me.
This guy says Robson and Dylan Brown or Grant and Fogarty. I think that one is pretty obvious. Liam says, I have Cleary and Fogarty as my halves. Who do I have on the bench? Flanagan or Hutchinson or someone else? As a half cover, I can only presume.
What was your Flanagan and...
Or Hutchinson.
I'd be going Flanagan.
Hutchinson's a bit X-y.
And then there's also... The thing is with Flanagan, I don't... With Amone being standard stood down, should I say, and Bud Sullivan moving on, I think that I don't think anyone's taking the jersey from him. Where obviously Hutchinson, whether he gets the jersey in round one or not, he's going to have Sexton right at his heels. So,
And last one here, Kieran says, people are sleeping on Hines and he should be in every single team. Do we get Cleary or Hines, boys? If you had to pick one.
I'm sorry, I'm going Cleary.
Yeah, Cleary. Like, I just want to quickly look up. I want to see his stats against good teams. I doubt there's any difference.
There wouldn't be.
I really held it in before when Cord was touching on the Sharks draw, but let's be real. The Sharks haven't had a tough draw in years. Their record against the top four sides.
Like the Broncos, bro.
Love
traveling out of Queensland, don't they?
Top four. Their record against the top eight sides, the Sharks, is appalling, and it has been for a lot. And they're not going to go anywhere unless they fix that. So
if I'm putting my life on the line, that Cleary will outperform the Sharks in round one, or the Hines in round one, I'm putting it on Cleary.
Oh man, he's going to another level this
both
year.
Both so good. It's just Cleary's been better for longer, and
he's locked up now as well.
Definitely being the best team in the league. So.
Locked up, like you said last podcast, Mick. Although, Mary Fowler.
That is one thing to think about.
What you're thinking
he's
that
just
the
got no, he might not have no dog in him anymore.
His missus is overseas, and he got depressed. You reckon?
He's won a few chips. He's like Patrick Mahomes, really. Mahomes
has got that dog. He's going for that three. He might three just in a row. NFL buddy history.
Well, boys, we might just leave it there for this pod. We got a fair few preseason games this weekend as well to watch.
Indigenous game tonight.
Last night, depending on when the pod comes out.
Yeah.
Plenty of NRL action to go around, especially with fantasy. So make sure you keep up with all the socials and we'll be covering it all.
Yeah, make sure you bloody like, follow, subscribe, all of the above. We got YouTube, TikTok, Instagram,
Facebook.
Sean
Millis. Appreciate all support, guys.
Yeah, we do appreciate all the support.
We're still waiting on a miracle for.
Yeah, we are waiting for a miracle. We got to get back in that in that one spot this year.
Big Sean Millis guy. I'm telling you, it was Sean Mills for at least a year there. There was no way he's changed his name.
Is Sean Millis an NRL fan? Because
we need to find him a lookalike.
He looks like a doggies fan.
A doggies fan, or yeah. All right. Well,
looks like Liam Martin.
It does sort of look like
a little bit. Yeah. No,
maybe he needs to sing a song about Liam Martin so we can
get rid of who's the guy who does the intro? Not Dan Ganane.
Matt Nabel.
Yeah, get rid of Matty Nabel and just put Sean Willis.
I think we've already given Sean too much airtime, boys. We'll wrap it up there. See you next week.